Okay, so today let's learn a bit about the Indian of Asi Dochel Lo Sase. It comes up in the Parsha. Asi Dochel Lo Sase is a huge topic. I want to just focus on one particular yisod and go through the various applications. So the pasuk tells us, Lo Silbash Shatnez Tzemer Fishtim, Yachthav, a person should not wear Shatnez Klaim, Gedilim Tasalach, Al Arba Kanfos Ksuscha, Asher Techaseba. And then the pasuk tells us that there's a mitzvah to have tzitzis in Arba Kanfos. And the Gemara in Yivamos, Daf Gimel to Daf Dalad, goes through all the sugyas of the source of Asei, Dochelos Asei, and the Gemara concludes that this is the source, the fact that the psukim are smuchen, that Pasuk says the Isser Shatn is next to the mitzvah of Tzitzis, tells us that if a person has Tzitzis, or Tchelis on Tzitzis, the Asei of Tzitzis is Doche, the Los Asei of Shatn. This is the Makor, this is the source of Asei, Doche, Los Asei. So there's a big machlokus in the Rishonim. How mutter is an asay when it overrides a los asay? How mutter is it to wear tzitzis and shatnez together? So take a look at number two in the Tosos, quoting Rabbeinu Tam in Chulin. It comes up elsewhere too. I'm reading just the bold. The Rabbeinu Tam writes, when the Torah tells us that asay is docha los asay, that you can wear shatnez with the tchelis and tzitzis, he writes, Kol talis de ishtari be kalayim, any talis that allows you to override the iser of kalayim, hainu betcheles, when you're wearing tcheles on the tzitzis, mutter bechol in yonim, it's completely mutter, entirely mutter, bein lesatef, whether you're going to wear it, bein latzia tachtav, whether you're going to have it as a blanket or as sheets, bein lo, bein lechavero, whether you're wearing it, whether your friend's wearing it, Bain Leisha, whether your wife, Bain Bayom, Bain Malayla, nighttime, daytime, Dilagamre Sharia Beklaim. It's entirely permitted. There are no questions need to be asked. He says the same thing. Another example of Asi Dochelos Asei is when the Kohanim would wear Big Day Kuna, and on the Big Day Kuna, there was Kalayim in certain parts of the Big Day Kuna, the Avnate in particular, there was Kalayim. Yet the Kohen's allowed to wear it during the Avoda. Because the Asay of Avoda is Docha the Los Asay of Shatnez. So says Rabbeinu Tam in the end of this Tosos in the bold, the Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Hosam Nami by the Big Day Kuna, it's also Ishtaru, Bechol Inyan, it's completely permitted, Afilu Shalom Be'idin Avoda. Even when they're not doing the Avoda, even when there's no mitzvah of bringing the Kabanos, there's still a heter to wear the Big Day Kuna, because he understands the Asay Docha Los Asay is completely mutter. Now this is in contrast to the sheet of the Rama. The Rama writes in number 3, Hilchos Tzitzis Perek Gimel. He says, I'll read from the beginning, Ksusha Pishtan, Ein Matilim Bo Tcheles, you have some type of clothing, a Pishtan, you shouldn't put Tcheles on them, you don't want to have tchelis, you was usually put on semer and wool. They didn't want to wear shatnez. The Rama says, don't wear shatnez begadim, even with the tchelis. Why? Lo mipnei shatzitis nidcheis mipnei shatnez. Not because we're saying the mitzvah of tzitzis gets pushed over by the lo saseh of shatnez. No, because you know the aseh of tzitzis actually pushes away the shatnez. So why does he say not wear tchelis and shatnez? Maybe you're going to wear the tzitzis at nighttime, which is shatnez. And nighttime, there's no mitzvah at nighttime. Only during the daytime, when you're fulfilling the mitzvah asay of tzitzis, can you say asay is doch the los asay of klayim. But at nighttime, when there's no mitzvah of tzitzis, according to the Rambam, there's no asay to push away the los asay, so it's usher to wear shatnez. V'nimtza over alos asay be'es she'ein cham mitzvah asay. You're wearing kalayim when there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. And that's against Rabbeinu Tam, who says you could wear it even belayla. And the Rambam also in number 4, by Hilchas Kalayim, the Rambam writes, Kohanim shalav shu big day kuna shalo b'shas avoda. If a Kohen were to wear the big day kuna, which had shatnez, when it was not during the times of the avoda, afilu b'mikdash, even if they were standing in the base of the mikdash itself, lokin, they get Malkos mipnei ha'avnei shu kalayim, the belt was made of kalayim, v'lo hutshuba ela b'shas avoda. It was only allowed, you could only wear kalayim, big day kuna, during the avoda. Whether they're doing the shechita, the kabbalah, the holacha, the zrika, all of that, only during the avoda is it allowed, just like she mitzvahs ase ketitzis. But when it's not the time of the mitzvah, it's at outside, it's nighttime, or whatever else, not doing the avoda, there's no heter to wear the big tikkun. So this machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu and the Rambam is as follows. They explain there's a concept the Gemara itself uses by Tuma, Hutra versus Dechuya. Hutra versus Dechuya means, Hutra is that it's entirely permitted. The Aseh wipes out the Lav as if the Lav doesn't exist at all, and it's Mutter, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, Bein Anashim, Bein Nashim, it's completely permitted. It's what's called Hutra. That's the understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, it's completely permitted. The Rambam understands that Aseh Docha Los Aseh is Dechuya. Dechuya means is the Aseh pushes aside the Lav, but the Lav is still alive and well. The Lav is still relevant, and we can't just say wear it whenever you want. It's still present. When there's a mitzvah Aseh, so the Aseh overrides the Los Aseh. But when there's no Aseh, at nighttime, for example, Tzitzis, there's no Aseh, then the Lav is alive and present, and you can't wear it. So the Rambam holds as Dechuya, pushes it off, but there's still reservation because the Lav is still somewhat in the picture. So that's how they explain this machlokas between Tosvos, Rabbeinu Tam, I should say, and the Rambam. Now take a look at number 5 in Tosvos. This is not Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, this is Tosvos himself. Tosvos in the language, you see very clearly, he asks the following question. Tosvos in Yuvamos, Heim Rebeis. Vim Tomar, Heichi Yalfinin Ba'al Mam Yahacha. How could you learn from here, in general, that Aseh Docha Lo Saseh, that Tcheles overrides Klayim? Shouldn't you say Klayim is different? Shiny Klayim, and pay attention to the words here. Dehutra Michlolo Eitzel Big De Kuna. By the Big De Kuna, we have another example. Klayim is allowed by the Big De Kuna, so too it should be allowed by Tzitzis too. That should be Hutra, completely mutter. Says Tosfos, no. Hosam Nami, there as well by Big De Kuna, it's not because of Hutra, because it's Mutter there, as if there's a Lav. Over there by Big De Kuna is also Mishum De Asei, Asi Asei, the Big De Kuna, Vidoche Lav De Klayim, V'ein Ze Hutter Michlalo. Meaning these two languages of Hutra V'duchuya is Tosfos' question. Maybe Big De Kuna, Klayim is Hutra. He says, no, Big De Kuna is actually also Duchuya. So these are languages that are found in the Rishonim. Just touching upon the surface, this is a larger topic. Now, there's a Gemara that seems to indicate that Aseh Docha Lo Saseh should really be a Dechuya. And that's the Shita of Reish Lakish. Look at number 6, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Reish Lakish holds, Kol Makom Sha'ata Motzi Aseh V'Lo Saseh. Whenever you have a situation whereby there's an opportunity to fulfill an Aseh, and then there's an opportunity or a chance to violate a Lo Saseh, Imata yochol l'kayim shneim. If you could fulfill both them, do the asay and not have to override the los asay, that's best. Mutav, that's best to do that. Im lav, if you're stuck, okay, then you can fall back and say the asay could be docha los asay. But Reish Lakish is saying that's a dechuya. I mean, we don't want you to have the asay override the los asay. If you could preserve the lav and do the asay without having to override the los asay, that's certainly the best thing. It's a dechuya. If you're stuck and there's no other opportunity, so then we'll let you, bidochak, the asay could override the los asay. So Reish Lakish is clear, he's referring to, he assumes it's a dechuya. The question becomes, do we paskin like Reish Lakish, or do we not paskin like Reish Lakish? And the Ramban, there in the Gemara, has two days. The Ramban says as follows, this is in the Yuvamos Dalar Mabez. Ramban says, two days. Less lan Reish Lakish. We don't hold Reish Lakish. We don't hold it that way. Because he says that the ha-hacha, yochel l'kayim ishneim, v'afil ha-chidachi. When it comes to tzitzis and klayim, you can wear tzitzis, tcheles, without having to have shatnas. You don't have to wear shatnas. And yet still, says Rabban, you're allowed to wear tzitzis even though there's shatnas. So must be, we don't hold the Reish Lakish. We assume, says the Ramban, aseh docha lo saseh is a hutra against the Shita of Reish Lakish. That's one daya in the Ramban. But then the Ramban quotes a second daya. He says, no, maybe the truth is we hold a Reish Lakish. Aseh Docha Lo Saseh in reality really is Dechuya. But Tzitzis is an exception. Kalayim and Tzitzis is an exception. Listen to his language. Yesh Shisovar, the Reish Lakish Baal Ma'itma. We really hold of him in general. Aba kalai metitis legamre hutter bismuchin. The Torah, the fact that this week's parsha has these psukim of kalayim and tzitzis next to each other, this is an exception. In general, aseh docha lo saseh is a dechuya. We have reservations when we push it over. But the exception to the rule is a tzitzis and a shatan is a hutra because the Torah puts smuchim next to each other. And the fact they're next to each other, it's a gezeres hakosav that this is an example of a hutra. So these are two days of Ramban. Either we reject Reish Lakish entirely, and every example of Asid Ochel Os Haseh is always Hutra, or no, in general we hold Reish Lakish, it's typically Dechuya, except that Klai Betit is an exception whereby it's Hutra. Now the Ramban in Shabbos, Kuflam and Beis, and the Beis also has a language like this. He says even further, he says, in general Asid Ochel Os Haseh is Dechuya. But sadin betzitis lav mitars ase velos ase demitre. It's not even bechlal the parish of ase dochlos ase. It's entirely hutra legamre. Meaning in general, ase dochlos ase is duchuya, and tzitis and klaim is not even that mechanism of ase dochlos ase. It's just a gzeres akosav, it's smuchim that's entirely permitted. Now the shita of the Ravid is a bit tricky. The Shagas Arye, amongst other Achronim, point out that the Ravid has a steer within himself. If you take a look at number 7 and 8 in the Ravid writes, this is the Ravid on the Rambam in Hilchas Kalayim, he says that while the Rambam holds that a Kohen can only wear Bigdei Kuna of Kalayim during the Avoda, the Ravid himself says, not true. If you read just the bold in number 7, Afilu Shelo B'Shas Avoda Mutter, even when it's not the time of the avoda, it's mutter for the kohen to wear bigdei kuna, which implies that it's hutra. You don't have to only wear it during the avoda. You can wear it even when it's not the avoda. We say asido chalos says hutra according to the Ravid. But then, if you look at number 8, first the Rambam writes that noshim v'avodim ketanim p'turim min tzitzis min haTorah. They don't have to wear tzitzis on the Torah level, but if they want to, they're allowed to wear tzitzis. Tanim kan, noshim, even if they wanted to, we certainly would discourage it very strongly that women wear, but mikra din they would be allowed to. And he says, im ratzu lasos osam, below bracha ein mamachim biado, and this is the Rambam l'shitaso that asid azade mitzvah asay she'az man grama, that if women perform such a mitzvah, they don't say a bracha, that's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch from the Svardim. The women were to shake the lulav on sukkahs, they would not say a bracha according to the Svardim. Ashkenazim paskim that women would say a mitzvah, a bracha on a mitzvah asay, she has man grama. Either way, the Rambam clearly writes that women can wear tzitzis. So on that, the Ravid says on the bottom here on the page, dafka betzitzis she'ein bo kelayim. The heter of women wearing tzitzis is only if there's no shatnez. If there's shatnez, there's no heter. Only men have the heter to wear kelayim betzitzis. Women do not have the heter to wear kelayim betzitzis. So wait a second, we just said before the Ravid held that Asido Chalos Asay is a hutra, it's entirely permitted that the Kohen could wear Bigdei Kuna even when it's not the Avoda. So why couldn't women wear Shatnez Betitis even when it's not mitzvah for them either? They should be able to wear it as well if it's entirely hutra. So the two answers, and many answers, but I'll give you two answers that are found in the Achon. The first answer is the Rav Chanan writes in Kovetz Aros. It's on the page here, but he says that really, in general, the Ravid holds dechuya. Ase dochalos asay is a dechuya ba'alma, and that's why women cannot wear shatnez. It's a dechuya. However, when it comes to Bigdei Kuhuna is different, and it's an exception. It's hutra. Why is it hutra? Because since the Torah said this is the way the begadim are made, this is how Bigdei Kuhuna are fashioned, it's a hutra, it's a gzeres hakasav, that this is an example of a hutra. So by Bigdei Kuhuna, the Ravid says, you're allowed to wear it even shelo b'shas avoda, but in general, asidoch halos haseh is only dechuya, like what the Ravid says in Hilchos Tzitzis. That's one suggestion. Another suggestion is made by the Aruch Haner. Aruch Haner writes in number 9, this is in front of you. He says that, no, there's no steer in the Ravid. The Ravid holds, Asi Dochalos Asay is Duchuya. And only when you're performing the mitzvah Asay, does it override the Los Asay. Asa, how could the Ravid say, you could wear Bigdei Kuhuna, even Shelo B'Shas Avoda, you're not doing the Asay. The Aruch Haner says, the mitzvah by Bigdei Kuhuna is not the Avoda. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is l'levisha, wearing Bigdei Kuhuna itself, that's a mitzvah aseh. So whether you're doing the avoda or not doing the avoda, you're mekayim a mitzvah by wearing bigdei kuna. It doesn't depend on shas avoda, shalosh shas avoda. If he's wearing, the kohen's wearing the bigdei kuna, that's a mitzvah and that overrides the lav. So let's look at the Aruch HaNeh, how he says this, number 9. The shapir habig be'idna. It is in the same time of ase dochalos ase by bigdei kuna. The bishah shalov shom letzorech avoda, Sheover alav mekayim gan ke mitzvahs asay dilevishas bigdei kuhuna. That wearing bigdei kuhuna itself is the asay. V'chein nir beferish gan bedivrei tosas the kan shekosu the asay the osi asay the bigdei kuhuna v'lo kasvei asay the avoda. It's not the asay of the avoda. It's the asay of the bigdei kuhuna. And so long as the kohen wears the bigdei kuhuna, that's an asay. So you can wear the shatnez all day as long as he's wearing the bigdei kuhuna. There's no stira. That's why it's allowed. But it's an asay dochalos asay of dechuya, just like when he writes by tzitzis, but just that he expands the definition of asay when it comes to bigdei kuhuna. Now take a look at number 10. There's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf, which talks about the din of a Nazir and a Tame, a Kohen, who we know normally a Nazir and a Kohen cannot become Tame, Tumas Meis. Yet the Torah tells us that they're allowed to be Metame for Tumas Meis Mitzvah. For Meis Mitzvah, they're allowed to become Tame. So, how could that be? So the Gemara says, because it's Shevi Al Tase, it's somehow they're not over the Lav when they go bury the Meis Mitzvah, they're not violating a Lav. They're not doing any Kumvi Ase, it's Shevi Al Tase, the Gemara says. Now, how's that Shevi Al Tase? If a Kohen goes to bury a Meis Mitzvah, a Nazir goes to bury a Meis Mitzvah, that's very much a Maisa. How does the Gemara call that a Shevi the Al Tase? So look what Rashi writes here. Rashi writes, number 10, read just the bold. Because when it comes to the lab of Tumas Meis, as it relates to the Kohen and the Nazir, the Meikara Kishenicht of Lo Sase Betuma, when there's a lab of the Kohen, and a lav of the Nazir, not to become Tumas Meis, lo al Meis Mitzvah Nichtav. It was never said about a situation of Meis Mitzvah. Kishem shel Nichtav al Krovim. It sounds like from the Rashi that, there's a couple ways I'll explain this, but when the lav was told to Kohen, don't become Tameh, it was never said by Meis Mitzvah. It's not that we're uprooting a lav that was there. It was never said in that case. When there's a lav that a Nazir can't become Tameh Meis Mitzvah, Tameh Meis, it was never said by Meis Mitzvah. There's no lav to even speak of. So it's not that they're overriding a lav with an asay. It's not a kumvi asay. Shevi al tase. There's not even a lav to speak of. There's no lav in those situations, says Rashi. So Tosfos questions this. Tosfos in number 11 says, lo nira, this doesn't make sense to me. Because dim kain, if that's the case, that there's no lav here, im kain, ko makum damrinan sh'asay doche lo sasay, Likre Shevi Al Tase. Every example where you say there's an asay that's dochelos asay, why don't we call that a Shevi Al Tase? There's no lav. I'll say it's hutra. There's no lav to speak of. The heach karile, how do we call it dechia? Dechia asay doche los asay sounds like the asay pushes away an existing lav. But if Rashi says that, it's as if the lav doesn't exist, there's nothing to be doche. The lav is not on the radar at all. So I don't understand this, says Tosfos. So it sounds like Rashi and Tosfos are arguing about whether Ase Dochalos Ase is a Hutra or a Dechuya. Tosfos l'shitaso, what he saw, we said in Yivamos, that's a Dechuya. And therefore you can't say a lava just disappeared. It's there, you just have to push it away, but it's there. And Rashi says that no, the lava is kilu, it's not there, it's completely Hutra, there's nothing to speak of, it's a Shevi Al Tase, there's no lava at all. And look at the Pnei Yeshua, I don't want to get too involved. The Pnei Yeshua has a bit of a different understanding here. He thinks Rashi agrees to Tosfos. In general, Ase Dochalos Ase is Dechuya, except that there's a special Gzeres HaKasav by Meis Mitzvah that this is Hutra. I'll finish off with one last piece here. So what's driving this Machlokas about whether you say Ase Dochalos Ase is a Dechuya or a Hutra? So you have to look here. I'm going to first read number 14, then we'll go to number 13. Let's first look at Rabbeinu Nissim HaGaon. If I were to ask you, which is a more severe category, Mitzvah Aseh or Mitzvah Los Aseh? I imagine you would all say, a Los Aseh is stronger. There's a severe, the punishment, there's Malkos, there's a Misa. A Lav is more Chomer than an Aseh. That would be Pashup Shah. And that's what Rabbeinu Nissim HaGaon says, and he asks the question, that if a lav is really stronger than an asay, how can an asay push away a lav? So look what he asks and look what he answers. Number 14. This is Rabbeinu Nissim Agon, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Heyach yavo asay v'yidcha ha'azara shelav shichamur mimenu. How could the asay push away a lav if the lav is stronger? You can't have a weaker asay push away a bigger, stronger lav. So, just jump to the answer. Ella alavishas klai mechutz mitzvah sittis. Avamashu meurav michute pishan im talis shel tzemer. The shatnez that exists by klaim, she mitzvah, the mitzvah of tchelis in that context. Eino nichnos bazu ha'azhara ela mutterhu. The lav never comes in. The lav not on the radar. It's mutter. It's hutra. In other words, Beno Nisim Agon says, if you're coming from a perspective of duchuya, it won't make sense. Asido Chalos says it does not make any sense. And a weak assay can push away a bigger lav. The only explanation, says Beno Nisim Agon, is that the lav must not be on the radar. It's completely hutra. Like what Rashi said, it's as if the lav was never ridden of Tumas Meis by Meis Mitzvah. The lav doesn't exist. It's hutra. It can't be about competing forces here. That's the understanding of Beinu Nisim Agon. That's behind those who hold hutra. The Ramban, however, has a well-known piece on Parshas Yisrael on the Aseret HaDibros. And he says differently. He says, no. Ase do chalos ase is actually a dechuya. And ase is stronger than a lav. How is that? We'll read the language and we'll finish with this Ramban. Number 13. Kimidas, reading just the bold, Kimidas, Zachar, Ramzu, Bivitz, Ase. Zachar, Vishamor, the two Luchos, Zachar, Vishamor. Zachar represents the mitzvah Ase of Shabbos, Kiddush, and Shalosh Shudis, perhaps of Dala. And the Shamor represents all the Los Aseis, the Malachas. So Zachar represents mitzvah Ase. V'hu ayotzi mimidas ha'ava, a place of love, midas rachamim, a place of compassion. You connect to people, you do Ase, you do things for each other. You do mitzvahs, you serve a master, a king, a Kaddish Baruch Hu, one who you love, one who loves you, one who shows compassion, that building relationship. Midas Shamur, on the other hand, mitzvahs lo sase, the negative commandments. Who midas hadin, yosem midas hayira, comes from a place of punishment, a place of din, a place of fear. That's a lo sase. So he says, based on this, we can understand now the next line. Lachain mitzvah ase gedola mitzvah los ase. He says, no, not like Rabbeinu Nisim Agon. A ase is actually greater than the los ase. Kimosh ha'ava gedol meira. Love is much greater than fear. You want to raise your children the right way, chinuch. You have to discipline them. You have to give them structure. You need to give talmidim structure in the yeshiva. But you also have to show them love and care and compassion. The Ava goes much further than the Lav. You don't need a Chassidus. The Chassidus is helpful, but you don't need Chassidus to teach you this. You have this from the Ramban already. That Ava is much greater than the Yira. The Chesed is greater than the Gevura. So because the love that one shows a person, shows a master, is greater than the Yira, Ki HaMakayim V'Osei Begufa B'Mamona, that which you do with your body, that which you do with your money, Ratzon Adonav, you fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, it's gadol, it's much greater, mehanishmar, me'asos harabeinav, than doing, preventing from doing bad. Now, they're both important, you have to do both of them, obviously, but which is greater in magnitude, says the Ramban? Mitzvah say is greater than the lav. And therefore, he concludes, lachain, or lachach, amru, the asi asay, the dochi los asay, and that's what drives behind those who hold, an asay is docha, the los asay, midin duchuya. It does push it away. The asay is greater, and it pushes off the lo sase. While Rabbeinu Nisim Agon says, no, the lo sase is greater, the punishment is greater, and the only explanation of that way would be to say, hutra. Okay, we'll stop here.